time now for America in the Balance. Brought to you by Oklahomans for Sovereignty and Free Enterprise. And now your co-hosts, Amanda Teagarden and Don Wyatt.
And welcome, freedom-loving Oklahomans, to another hour of America in the Balance on Truth in Focus Internet Radio. This is Amanda Teagarden
and
in studio.
Don Wyatt.
And Don Wyatt. I spoke right over you. Hey, Don.
I thought I'd do what I saw some other people do when you say your name. I was going to say my name. We don't do it that way, though.
I'm sorry. That's all right. It's good to change things up. Hey, Don.
Hey, I'm glad to be here, Amanda.
Me too. This is America in the Balance, and this is the radio program for OK Safe. Our website is ok-safe.com. Our other website, we have two more. First one has to do with healthcare reform, exposinghealthcarereform.com. And the other one is stopsmartmetersinoklahoma.org. And Don, you've got a couple of websites.
I'm involved in an organization called the Tulsa 912 Project. I serve as the vice president of that group, and we have a website called tulsa912project.com. And I also am the managing editor for a blog called boondoggleblog.com, boondoggleblog.com. The bulk of the information there are all wasteful and foolish and otherwise strange things that our elected leaders and designated appointed leaders do to us.
That's everything.
it seems that way, doesn't
that's
it?
That's a lot of material.
Yeah, unfortunately, I wish we had enough manpower to really post everything we know about.
We are broadcasting from Tulsa, Oklahoma, in the great state of Oklahoma. Yes, we're still here, despite the hectic and very...
it's been an active year.
Very active, weather-active spring for 2013. And we are delighted to have in studio a guest today talking about an issue that's on everybody's mind, a lot of people's minds, and it has to do with smart meters. Do you have a smart meter on your house?
Yeah, it was there when I moved in. The entire neighborhood had them before I even got my papers signed for the property.
And you live in Broken Arrow, Oklahoma.
Yes, Broken Arrow, Oklahoma.
Right. All right. Well, our guest today is from a town in Oklahoma called Owosso, Oklahoma, which was one of the earliest adopters of smart meters.
Right.
There are a lot of health concerns. There are a lot of privacy issues, generally suspicions that have to do with smart meters. Legitimate concerns,
yep.
Whether it has to do with privacy, the surveillance, the increased utility rates, and the ever-growing evidence of health effects, negative health effects, of having smart meters and having your neighbors have smart meters,
right.
And this mesh effect,
exactly.
Of being bombarded with so many RF frequency waves that you can't even see. So today's show title is Smart Meter Power Play, and this is going to be an Owosso tale. And that's not the tale at the end of an animal. This is a story, but it's the truth, unfortunately. And today, Don and I have an in-studio guest, Mr. Joe Esposito. Mr. Esposito is a resident of Owosso, Oklahoma, and he opposes the use of a smart meter on his home, and he's done something about it, Don.
He has.
Joe and his wife are on day 50. That's day 50 in Oklahoma without power.
Yeah, this is not exactly spring or fall here either. This is summertime.
This is summertime, and it's already going to be in the 90s pretty quick. And that tells you the dedication and the intent of this individual, that despite hardships for his family, that they are going to take a stand on this and do
right.
Something what they can. So
setting
an example, and hopefully to draw some attention to the issue of the health concerns with smart
right.
meters. So, Joe, welcome to our studio today, and it's our pleasure to have you here.
Well, thank you very much, Amanda and Don. I really appreciate you having me come in today.
Tell us a little bit about yourself and your background, and I think you are, for our listeners who may recognize your name, you're also the author of a booklet called Tangled Web that had to do with the school-to-work movement in the 90s. So tell us about yourself.
Well, I'm 65, And in my early days, I was involved in politics quite heavily, and especially in the homeschool movement. And so I was invited to be on Governor Keating's School to Work Executive Council back then. And I knew that wasn't a good thing, but we, you know, I kind of did it anyhow. And I went into it blind. I didn't know anything about it. And I sat down after the first meeting. We had a kind of Christmas break. And after that, I accumulated 250 pounds of books and documents. And then after a period of meetings, I guess I became like a roadblock to what was happening, because I would stand up and say, you know, all you guys are doing is the scans documents, Secretary's Commission on Achieving Necessary Skills that Hillary Clinton, Mark Tucker, and Ira Magaziner cooked up back then. And then I was kicked off by the governor. And so then I had all these books and documents all around my living room, like piles and piles. And so I wrote a little book. It's about 83 pages, self-published. And in the back of the book, I think there was like a 40-some inch document that connected all these beginning people, Hillary Clinton, Mark Tucker, and Ira Magaziner, and all those. We went through all these different educational groups, exposing all that. And the book itself is just a document of their documents, with the voc techs, what they were doing and how they were implementing it. And I think one of the big things I remember, Richard Macon was bringing it into the state for the voc techs, and I was a bad boy and had to go to a meeting, and I think it was Edmund. And at that meeting, I kind of popped off and said, okay, show me the law that says we have to have the scans documents. And about 3 days later, Richard called me and said, well, there is no law. We're just doing it. And so that's the way things are. They just keep changing the name if you get onto it. And most people don't understand what's happening. And really, the smart meter thing is almost exactly the same.
It is. For those who are interested, there's a copy, an updated copy, because I believe Debbie Niwa asked your permission and updated your PDF, your booklet, and changed it into PDF, because this was created in the 90s, right?
Yeah.
And so
yeah.
It was before all this advancement in technology, making it easier for people to share documents. So if you go to the OK Safe website, which is ok-safe.com, and in the search button, just put Entangled Web and hit click, you will come up with a PDF, and it is 99 pages long, but you can read it online. And it comes by way of our friend Vicki Davis' website, Channeling Reality, but it's posted as a PDF on the OK Safe website. Tangled Web, The Mastery Learning, Outcome-Based Education, School to Work, Total Quality Management Connection.
Right.
And so there you go. That's a mouthful, but it does tell you. In fact, education was the issue that was my epiphany years ago in the early 2000s, and it didn't take too much research into the subject of education, what had happened in education, to realize that the changes were political in nature.
Right.
And transformative as well.
And transformative, and that what we were told in the public was not what was actually happening.
Right. Driven by propaganda.
Yes, and that's a good word, propaganda. but you pointed out, it wasn't a law.
No.
It was a policy, and it was adopted.
Right. But I just like to add this little thing. I went to Orlando, Florida, to a school-to-work meeting down there that Safe Schools was having, and I just wanted to see if I was correct. And this one gentleman, they always use the code words, what you have to know and do. And so this one gentleman at one of the breakout sessions says, you know, have you ever seen the scans document here? And he said, there's three documents. And I was just shaking at the table, because I had all 12 that I got from TU and came home and copied every one of them. I mean, and they said, well, they're just three. They didn't even know. But I'm just saying, it's all just a cover-up type thing.
I think that is evidence of the kind of digging and fact-finding that you are inclined to do.
Right.
So that kind of good background.
Good backdrop.
And that's true. But that looking for the rest of the story and what the facts are of the matter is what I've noticed about you. And that same tendency, those same traits, are what you've applied to the smart meter.
That's right.
Issue. All right. So now let's get on to the smart meter. And you can take next question, Don.
Why don't you start by describing for our listeners, some of whom are up to speed and some may be just now learning about this issue. What is a smart meter? Is this something that got a good grade on some test at school, or what's a smart meter?
I wish that was the case. actually, I don't know if people probably don't even know about any meters, but there's a meter on the side of your house, and it regulates and reads the amount of electricity every home uses. And for 50 years or more, we had what they call an old faithful analog meter. It was mechanical. It had dials, maybe six set of dials from 0 to 10. And your little friendly meter reader would come by once a month and write down that reading, and then you'd, you know, that would be your bill, and you'd send in your money. Well, there came this massive change out of nowhere, it seemed like. They came along with smart meters, and Owosso was the test market for all this. And they just showed up one day, said, okay, we're putting smart meters on your house. And when I said, we called the PSO and said, no, we don't want a smart meter, and on and on and on. And next thing I do, I come home, and it's on my house. And so what do you do to stop it, type thing? And I really didn't know anything about smart meters. I tried to find things and learn things, but at that time, and, you know, life goes on. So here, about a year later, I listened to Dietrich Klinghart, Smart Meters and EMRs, The Health Crisis of Our Time. And I just happened to see that one night, and I called my wife in the room, and we sat down and watched 43 minutes of it, and we were just stunned at what we had learned. I'd never heard of this stuff before, but and see, the power company comes along and they say, okay, here's your smart meter, be happy, you know, and we're going to save you money, goodbye. And that was it. And
now, we've had a show about this before with Vicki Davis and experiences that she had up with this in Idaho. Am I right about that?
You are. And we can also, our producer, who you will not, he will not hear from tonight, is also an expert on smart meters, on the technology. So a smart meter is different from the analog meter, which is, yes, a mechanical and has dials. And the smart meter looks different, doesn't it? So what,
oh,
does
absolutely.
It look? What does it look like?
It's just a digital display, and it blinks three different digital displays at you, and you see it blinking out there. But what's really happening, what was really disturbing, is it's really two microwave transmitters. And does everybody know what microwaves does to things? It cooks things, and that's what it does. And so these two transmitters, one is called a LAND, and it transmits at 900 megahertz, and the other is a Zigbee at 2.4 gigahertz. The LAND will travel miles. They're transmitting. That's the whole deception of all this, is the power company really didn't tell you all this. But there's a network. Okay, so you have your smart meter with two microwave transmitters, and then you have a router that covers 5 square miles. You have a collector that covers 125 square miles, and then you have your antennas. All these different antennas and mechanisms are saturating every area that they're in, and they're radiating all these people 24/7. These meters are going off. And, I mean, in a court of law, there's what they call the mesh grid network, where you say I live in Owosso, and say north of me is Ulaga, and let's say all the information is going to Tulsa. So since there's no meter readers, so all the information has to be transferred from house to house to house to house to go to Tulsa from, say, Ulaga, then this radiation is pulsing through your home on top of your smart meter, but all this other radiation is pulsing. And then your collector's pulsing, your routers are pulsing. And so it's like a sea of electromagnetic radiation we're all being immersed in. And these smart meters have to work together and sync. And so now we're saying they're going to go off from 14,000 to 190,000 times a day to stay in sync. And so we're all being radiated at these incredible levels. And that's a huge problem, because, see, this kind of radiation has never been done to any society or humans in history. This is the first time, and none of these have really been done to anybody before.
Now, a smart meter is also referred to as advanced metering.
Right.
Or advanced metering infrastructure. The infrastructure being
AMIs.
AMI. Mm-hmm. So the advanced metering infrastructure would not only be the smart meter, but it's the tower and the transmitters and all that, because an infrastructure is more than one thing. It's
right.
things that are communicating with each other.
Right.
And here I'm going to read a definition from a 2008 PowerPoint on what is advanced metering. It says, advanced metering is a metering system that records customer consumption hourly or more frequently, and there's your 14,000 times collecting data and transmitting it, and that provides for daily or more frequent transmittal of measurements over a communication network to a central collection point. What is it measuring? It's measuring, your traditional meter reader would come out once a month, and it was the total sum of the electricity used for 30 days.
Right.
Not the specifics of what you were using your electricity for and on, which appliances or how you were using it or what time of day you were using it.
It was just a total.
Aggregated right. data. This is different.
Oh, a thousand times difference.
So what are they collecting information on?
Well, they're going to be collecting information on your private use of your appliances. Like the studies I've read and the information I've read is they'll be able to know what television show you're watching, what brand of orange juice you pull out of your refrigerator, those kind of things that have never been done before.
Invasive.
Very, very.
So the hot water tank, if it's electric, the make and model of the electricity of the hot water tank, the make and model of the TV, the make and model of the refrigerator, when you turned on your computer, the make and model of the computer, anything that's plugged in, the make and model of the toaster, when you turned on your washing machine, the make and model of the washing machine, same thing with the dryer. And now, you all know, but maybe our listeners would like to know, how can they tell what the make and model is of that?
A signature. Each appliance has a certain signature electrically,
right.
And they can monitor that electrically. The future's coming. There's a Zigbee in your smart meter, and all the new appliances will have Zigbees. And so now, not only are you going to be radiated with your smart meter, but say you have 10 appliances that all have smart meters or Zigbees in them, they're going to be a communication constantly during the day between the appliance and the smart meter. So now that's going to be exposing more microwave radiation
right.
to us.
Once upon a time, I thought of it this way. I'm pretty good at recognizing voices and people's voices, and that's kind of the way this electronic signature thing worked. When you turned on a device, it had certain characteristics that were clear, repeatable, and measurable and identifiable. And so you could say from the way that energy was drawn what that device was. This is a little different. This is like when every device stands up and announces his name at roll call. And that gives you a certainty and a much more invasive insight into what's going on. Would you feel like that was a reasonable way of thinking about it?
Yeah, that's good. That's good analysis.
Haven't they actually done an inventory of the specific tone that an electrical...
You can see the signals.
Kind of like the biometric identifier of a particular appliance has a unique tone and transmittal pattern.
Yeah, the characteristics of its usage becomes unique to that device, and mixed in with all the other activity going on at your home, they are still identifiable.
The Energy Star program with these Energy Star appliances, aren't those appliances tied to this?
I don't know. That's the first I've heard that. I'm sorry.
I have heard that as well.
I think they are because they have technology in them that is compatible with a smart meter being able to read their energy consumption.
And the so what is that eventually we imagine that not only will they just be monitoring what we do, but they'll want to control what we do. And a lot of this technology that we talked about
on
Zigbee, et cetera, gives... some guy at a power station, the control that he needs to shut my washer off and shut my dryer off.
And or your air conditioning
at 100 degrees outside.
Exactly.
Like they did in California. Yep. There was remote access to the thermostats, which are the smart thermostats.
Right.
And California was doing that to their customers, much to the anger of the citizens that were having their air conditioning turned down. I listened to, and I think, Don, you heard this as well. We're going to share it with you, Joe, seminar, an all-day seminar with experts talking about different aspects of the virtual power plants, all dependent on the smart grid technology.
That's
and
right.
One of the presenters was talking about these hot water tanks, which is one issue, one particular appliance that's being studied right now, and the very idea of being able to control it remotely.
Right.
Now, just think of that. In a free society, can somebody else control and access what you do inside your house? In a free society, would you think that that would be possible?
It eliminates the notion of a man's home as his castle, doesn't it?
Right.
You're in essence, your appliances and you're plugging into this sophisticated smart grid means that you're actually an extension of the utility company.
Once upon a time, they tried to pass these smart meters off as just being a cost savings technology that would reduce the cost of that meter reader that had to run around everywhere once a month. And it's clear that this was not ultimately just intended to save meter reader salaries. This has become much bigger than that, and it's part of really blended into Agenda 21 in terms of global energy use.
It is, because Agenda 21 ultimately is about controlling the use of all kinds of resources, including electricity and gas, but we're not going to prohibit the folks from making money who are going
right.
to make money on
that's
all
right.
this. And by the way, speaking of money, your utility bill has gone down because you don't have any electricity at your house. Because we're going to add the second half, we're going to get to the story of why you don't have any electricity at your house. But there, everywhere, smart meter technology has gone into play where it's attached to the homes and they've adopted the smart meter. Utility rates have gone up,
every
not down.
Time, right. Every single time.
Every single time. So I'm not sure who's saving money. The meter readers obviously are losing their jobs, so maybe they're saving money on a salaried position as they transition to an electronic reporting mechanism.
All those guys had to go to work in IT to provide all of the technology support on the computers for this stuff, probably.
Well, I don't know.
Let me just share this guy. Most people don't understand this, and nor their electricity, but there's just 60 cycles per second is your current coming into your home. 60 cycles. It goes plus, negative, you know, 60 times per second. These meters are 900 million hertz a second and 4.8 billion hertz a second. And what's
that? Where a hertz indicates one of these cycles that you just mentioned.
Right, plus, minus. And so, actually, like if you listen to Curtis Bennett, he's telling you these frequencies now that they're putting out on everybody and everything are now destroying structures, concrete bridges, concrete hospital structures. They're actually creating micro earthquakes in these things.
Tell our audience who Curtis Bennett is.
He's really a neat guy. He has, is it thermographics.com? He is in electricity, but he goes in and he does detailed reading with thermographics to where, like, he could go in and look at circuit breakers and one end's getting hot. He works in all different areas of industry, and he works forever, you know, like all these different industries trying to help them, and they work with the insurance companies trying to, stop incidents and make things more efficient. So he's done all that, and then he's realized what's happening here, and then we kind of got into this. And he's actually been a person that goes into these, intervener. Like here, just recently, he was an intervener up in Canada, and Fortis was the power company. And then just to kind of, one of his questions was, are you sterilizing the ground? And the guy said, well, yeah. The ground's being sterilized 3 feet deep with these frequencies.
Wow. Here's a teaser for the next half. Is the Wi-Fi your friend Or are we being eradicated by it?
Eradicated or irradiated?
Both.
All right. All right. Both. Curtis Bennett, for those who are interested, Curtis is C-U-R-T-I-S. Bennett is B-E-N-N-E-T-T. And his website is thermoguy.com, T-H-E-R-M-O-G-U-Y.com. That's the music indicating the end of the first half of America in the Balance. This is Amanda Teagarden with Don Wyatt and our in-studio guest, Joe Esposito. I'm going to ask you to stick around through the bottom of the hour, and we'll be right back.
woman, smart meter man. Though our lives have shorter span, thanks to you, smart meter plan.
Welcome back to the second half of America in the Balance on Truth in Focus Internet Radio. This is Amanda Teagarden in studio with Don Wyatt, and our special guest today is Joe Esposito. That was a freakish song.
Well said. I was thinking it's kind of a scary song, but on the other hand, it's a scary subject.
So. It is. That's not my normal taste in music, but it was about smart meters and smart meter man. And I forgot at the beginning of the hour, Don, to say greetings, NSA.
Oh, that's right. All right. Welcome, all of our friends. Tell us how many others are listening. That's what we want to know.
We'd like to know who the NSA is. Could be somebody named Raj. Anyway, our guest is Joe Esposito, who lives in Owosso, Oklahoma, and is on day 50. Joe, you're on day 50 without a utility meter on your home. You want to tell us that story? How did it come about that you do not have a meter on your home?
Well, after I listened to Dietrich Klinghart, I spent the next three total days, nights, and everything trying to learn what was happening, looking for some kind of legalese. That's when I found Jerry Day out in California that gave me a little direction there. But I started meeting all these people, Curtis Bennett, Jerry Flynn, Barry Trowler. Isn't it amazing that Jerry Flynn, retired captain, his expertise in Canadian was microwave radiation. Barry Trowler, a physicist, is my understanding, and he was in the United Kingdom military. That two military expertise men are coming out and saying this is bad. This is microwave warfare. Isn't that interesting?
Now, how do they know that it was microwave warfare?
Because they did it.
They were involved in it and used it in use for that purpose.
That's right. And so, you know, they're looking at it as we're being made war on. I thought that was rather interesting. And it was interesting, Jerry tells, or Barry does, tells stories about years ago, maybe back in the 50s, that the Russians were kind of the experts with all this, and they were microwaving the United States Embassy in Russia. Very, very low, very, very low frequencies. And it was only 5 days a week, 8 hours a day. And the three ambassadors all died of cancers. I think the third one died. His eyes were bleeding, and he died from that. The women were dying from breast cancer, and the children were dying from leukemias. And that was back in the 50s. And so the government has really known about all this back then for a long time, for like 50 years. And I think there's, Barry Trowler talks about, like, I don't know, 8,000 studies. I mean, there's lots and lots of the biological damage that these microwaves are doing to people. And I think it was in 76 that they came out and they said, the government, was my understanding, that we're not going to talk a lot about biological anymore. We're just going to talk about the thermal heating effects. And so that kind of all went under because of the profits for industry and the military. And so Barry Trowler now travels the world at his expense to try to go to court cases and expose what's happening.
It's a bit like a cover-up in the sense that you can't say they haven't studied or they didn't know. All you can say is that they knew and chose to quit talking about it.
Right. And so here we are today, and I'm sorry, a little rabbit trail here, I guess. But Safety Code 6 is the standard for the world. They just took it from industry, and then the only thing they looked at was the thermal.
This is building standards and criteria, right? Safety Code 6?
Yeah, well, for people, too. It was a safety code for people, and it was just thermal heating effects where they stick a meat probe in the head, you know, and they kind of tell you about how much it's affecting, you know, the radiation, all that. Well, that's very interesting because here in the last 2 months, Safety Code 6 in a Superior Court of Law in Canada just came out and publicly said that they only looked at thermal, no biological effects, none, okay? And so they left that out of the equation, and that's what Curtis Bennett's trying to tell everybody, and that's what I tried to tell the whole state legislature on January the 8th when I took documents to them.
The Oklahoma State Legislature, you went to Oklahoma City, where the capital is, and you delivered a
17-page document.
17-page document, which was sourced and had websites. It had facts on the smart meters and contact information. Links to videos by Curtis Bennett, Jerry Flynn, Barry Trowler, those who are known as the experts in the field.
That's right.
Of microwave and electromagnetic fields and smart meters, and you didn't hear anything back.
No, I went to the full state legislature, the governor, lieutenant governor, the corporation commission, our congressional delegation, and I think T.W. Shannon, maybe several, I don't know, 2, 3, 4 months. It was only in session 4 months, so it must have been about maybe two.
That's the Speaker of the House here.
Right, yeah. He wrote me a thank you note, and I kind of jumped on that because at the very last sentence it said, if my office can help you, which I jumped on and called right away, but I think we're still working on that help part.
Yeah. Now, Representative David Derby, we just saw this today, Representative David Derby of Owosso has requested an interim study to look at the effects of smart meters on the health of consumers. That's the title of it. So it's interim study 13-108, I think is the number. Mm-hmm. No, 123. So it's interim study 13-123. And if you're interested, you can contact Representative Derby and ask to be added to the contact list for the interim study. David Derby's email address is david.derby, D-E-R-B-Y, at okhouse.gov. So it's david.derby@okhouse.gov. And T.W. Shannon, you can also contact him at tw.shannon@okhouse.gov and ask to be notified as well and express your concerns about the smart meter. Joe, let's get back to the story. Why don't you have a meter on your house?
Okay. Well, I learned and did my homework like I did on School to Work, and I was just devastated to see what was happening. But Dietrich Klinghardt, he said, I was having health issues. I had pain in my left groin, went down my leg to my foot, a lot of numbness, aching. It was getting very uncomfortable at night.
These are your symptoms?
My symptoms.
Okay.
My front teeth, my top teeth, bottom teeth, roof of my mouth felt like someone poured, you know, like Alka-Seltzer bubbles. In my mouth every night, you can almost hear it, feel it, and a lot of other, you know, gut aches, joint pains, couldn't sleep, you know, all these different things. And so Dietrich says, well, you know, you can put a sheet of lead between the meter and the house, and that'll help mitigate the radiation. And so I did that. I went to a roofing company, bought a sheet, 30x30 lead, nailed it because I have mortar, nailed it to my house around the meter. You couldn't get behind it. And it was pretty stunning because by Friday evening and 1 o'clock Saturday morning, I woke up and both symptoms were totally gone. And I've had no trouble since with those symptoms. It was pretty amazing. So then I kind of thought, I learned about, while I was on the internet, about Faraday cages. And I just saw somebody mitigate or slow a smart meter down with an aluminum screen wire. So I went and bought a 6-foot by 20-foot sheet, put it over my recliner, and that helped the symptoms.
You slept with that 6x8 sheet of aluminum mesh
around my recliner. Okay. And so then the next night I built sidewalls because I had to have sidewalls out of the same stuff, aluminum wire, just had a wood frame. And then I grounded the thing. And I tell the story after I did that. It was pretty stunning. The next morning I was laying there and I opened my eyes and I said, it's daylight. I can hear the clock ticking and my stomach's growling. And I had totally, it was like I was floating. It was so cool. And so that's where I've slept for the last 7 months, is in a Faraday cage. And the readings, because you can read.
You felt better?
Yes.
You felt better, and your symptoms were gone, and all of a sudden you felt more normal.
Right.
Because you had stopped the...
Radiation.
The radiation.
That's right. Yeah. See, people have not connected, and that's why I went to the state legislature, was because I did not need a pharmaceutical to help my legs and my mouth. I just needed to get the radiation off me. And there's like 22, 30 symptoms of radiation that is affecting people. And some are obviously getting worse if you live in an apartment with, you know, 16 meters on the outside of your wall. I live on 2.5 acres, so, you know, it's a little less maybe. But there's some other things we've learned about that is maybe...
Well, you did a presentation a couple months ago that I was privileged to observe, and you brought out some shocking pieces of equipment and measured them and for the audience to show the amount of radiation they produce, including things like baby monitors and microwave ovens and Wi-Fis for your computer.
Deck phones.
Deck phones was a real shocker.
Yeah, that's 2.4 gigahertz. And I have what they call...
By deck phones, we're talking about these phones where you've got a base station and several satellites around your house that are wireless.
Yeah, it's like having a miniature cell tower in your house.
That's right.
Right. Yeah, there's actually there's a YouTube that a gentleman put up for me on that. It's about 28 minutes. It's smart meters/plus, making the unseen seen. And I talk about some of those things.
A great video, by the way. It's worth watching. It'll wake you up, scare you, or make you just give up. I'm not sure which.
Well, I just had privilege to, like this one lady I know had uncontrolled blood pressure for 7 years. She had a deck phone right beside her bed. She got rid of it. Within a short amount of time, her blood pressure dropped to 135, and she's had no more trouble.
It's shocking. You've got an awful lot of anecdotal, but I'm beginning to think that we really ought to pay attention to it for our ladies that are expecting and our young kids in particular.
The baby monitors.
Right. There's Dietrich Klinghardt in his video. He's telling you, like, if a woman sleeps in a bedroom where it's over 5 microwatts per meter squared, that is looking for a problem with autistic children. He's pretty well done a study to show that. And if you look at the autistic rate of increase compared to the microwave radiation increase, you can almost overlap them.
Yep.
And so where you sleep at night is very important. And if you want to kind of get a little better grasp of this, there's a YouTube called Resonance, Resonance, Beginning of Frequency by James Russell. You can look around, try to find that. And it tells you, it's pretty stunning to see the radiation and what's happening to us, that this has never been done before.
I want to give our listeners the correct spelling of Klinghardt, so you can look this up online. Dietrich is D-I-E-T-R-I-C-H, so that's Dietrich. Klinghardt is K-L-I-N-G-H-A-R-D-T, and he is a medical doctor of the Klinghardt Academy. Dr. Dietrich Klinghardt, and he has several videos on YouTube. He also has a website, which is klinghartacademy.com. And you're talking about Barry Trower. Barry is B-A-R-R-I-E. Trower is T-R-O-W-E-R. And if you go to the Stop Smart Meters in Oklahoma.org website,
it's all on there.
Links are there,
yep.
Including, I was just on one, EMF Safety Network. EMF is Electromagnetic Field Safety Network. And this is based in Canada. Mm-hmm. And the Osoyoos Indians have already banned smart meters from their land.
Oh, wow.
So that is a top article here. And the chief has announced that the 703 homes and businesses on the Osoyoos Indian Reserve are rejecting the smart meters. And that's Fortis, F-O-R-T-I-S, is
the power company.
British Columbia's power company.
Are they selling land up there?
I'm not sure, but the Indians are living there, and of course they have sovereign rights.
Maybe I can be adopted. Or
there you go.
Speaking of that, the Indian tribes in Oklahoma have sovereign rights too. So this is something that the Indian tribes
might need to know.
In addition to everybody else. So
yes.
There are 39 or 40 recognized Indian tribes, and so they have a stake in this as well, and need to be listening to this.
That's right.
You have you're part of a okay. You rejected, you swapped out your smart meter. Okay, well, you had all these health issues, and you decided, okay, I'm going to take action, and I'm going to take the meter off my house and reinstall the old analog meter.
I'm sorry, I got rabbit trailed. It's easy to do for me. But there's electrician, a licensed electrician in Owosso, and he became a friend, and he said, why don't I just apply to the city of Tulsa for a permit to get a swap between a smart meter and an analog meter? And I said, hey, that's a good idea, and let's see if they'll do it. And they did. And so we were both stunned that they allowed us to do that.
Your utility provider is PSO,
yes.
Public Service of Oklahoma.
Yes.
Okay.
And so we videotaped all this. We pulled the smart meter, and we put the analog on. And then we had an inspector come out. We pulled it on a Monday. The inspector came out on Wednesday, and the inspector looked at it and says, yeah, cool, everything's fine. Here's my sticker. Slapped it. The sticker's still in the house. It's a little green sticker. And he said, I'll call PSO and let them put their security tag on it, which he did, and which immediately we got a response from PSO wanting to know what we did. And it went downhill from there. and then I got a letter after I talked to this first lady from Oklahoma City, overnighted to me, says, if you don't get it remedied in three days, you know, we're going to pull your power. And that was a deadline by Friday, and Monday they showed up and pulled the power. So we've been 50 days without any power.
With a meter that clearly works, but doesn't comply with what PSO wanted you to have on the house.
Yeah, and it was really kind of funny because this lady that was trying to, I don't want to say intimidate me, but negotiate with me. She would say things like, you have a foreign object on your house. I said, no. The inspector is not an idiot. You know, he comes out there, he knows what a meter is, and he inspects it. He says, it's safe, everything's fine. You just got to come put your tag on it. You know, I mean, and I said, all I want's an analog. And I said, you know, you guys are pulling analogs off all over the place in the state of Oklahoma. I'll take one of those. She said, oh, we can't do that. You know, thing.
Did she say why?
No. But I've learned after one or two conversations with them that I don't go along with what they try to say to you because they misstate all
this.
That's
right.
And then on the Friday after lunch, before they were supposed to, my deadline was 5 o'clock, this when the same lady calls, she says, hey, we can put a shield on it for you. Well,
still trying to shove the smart meter down your throat.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I said, no. I said, your smart meter is making me sick. I don't want it on my house, you know. And so that was kind of the whole thing to it. But and there's been a lot of certified mail back and forth to the CEO, Stuart Solomon. He never responded to any of this, none.
The CEO of PSO.
Yes. And I had a three-page document explaining what happened. I just told my little story there. And that went to the whole state legislature. I wasn't trying to, you know, cover anything up. I was trying to make people aware that these frequencies are hurting people. They're hurting their health. And they don't know about it because they've never been told about it.
How do you feel since the meter has been off and the power has been off? How is your health?
My health has done extremely better. But one thing we ran into was when I pulled the smart meter off, and there's no meter on my house at all, none. And there's no power to my house. But I have a gigahertz meter that I can read the radiation levels, and where my wife lays her head on the bed, it was pulsing and pegging my meter every 30 seconds. In our guest bathroom, the same thing. And so my electrician, we were both stunned because we thought you put the analog meter on and we're back to everything's fine and all that. But to my north, and a little is a St. John's Hospital. It's pulsing my house every 30 seconds with high pulses of radiation.
How far away is St. John's Hospital from your house?
Maybe 600-700 feet.
Wow.
And then there's a cell tower 6/10 of a mile on 96th Street pulsing me with up to and more probably than 1,200 microwatts per meter squared constantly.
So this is part of this mesh grid effect.
Yes. Well, see, that's what Jerry Flynn's trying to tell everybody, is there's a whole sea of radiation they don't even think about. They just say, oh, here's this one little smart meter, and that's all it's going to cause, and there's no problems. So
we've only got a few minutes left, and I want to get to the part about where we can take action. Now, you are part of a lawsuit in the state of Oklahoma, so we want to give people a way to contact you and become, if they, too, are experiencing health problems, what can they do? Let's talk about the lawsuit.
Okay, well, you can go to the website, and I'm the contact person there, so my phone number's on there.
StopSmartMetersInOklahoma.org.
Right, and Don Powers is the attorney in Edmond. He's working with us on all this. And, you know, the thing is to become educated. And if you get on that website, start looking up those YouTubes and those articles. I did a rebuttal to Catherine O'Shea. There was an article about Billy and Monique Smith. They live in a 3,000-square-foot house. 3 days after they had to move out to a little trailer a quarter mile away.
3 days after a smart meter was installed.
Mm-hmm. Yes, was installed.
And then they had to leave.
Yeah, and she's still very, very sick. And they sleep in the Faraday cage that I built. Hmm. And see, when you get in those cages, the reading is like 0.1. And see, you're getting radiated with 1,200 microwatts. But let me just say, the only thing that stopped the radiation coming into my home, intruding into my family, I've lived there 19 years, and we may have to leave because I had to put nailed up aluminum screen wire on the whole south side of my house, and it stopped it to an extent where it got down to maybe like, you know, 6 or 8, and then it pulses to 30, and it helped. But I'm saying I can't go outside and work anymore because of the radiation levels. And anything metal, it attenuates, you know.
I just want to interrupt real quickly. Joe owns meters that are remarkable. They're capable of reading this kind of radiation. He's not just making up numbers or asking some guy at the local corner store what the numbers are.
This is a $1,000 piece of equipment
exactly.
that he bought.
He is the proud owner and the knowledgeable user of some extremely impressive technical device.
Yeah, it's on that YouTube. You can get up and look, watch it.
Yep.
So if you go to StopSmartMetersInOklahoma.org, go to that website. There are several links there to take you to different videos, also to white papers and different reports by PhDs and other experts on the dangers of the constant bombardment by electromagnetic fields. And there are people in the state of Oklahoma who are fighting this, and they think Joe is one of those that's at the forefront of this. The attorney for this case, if you're interested in joining the lawsuit or have your own concerns, is Mr. Don Powers. You'll reach him by contacting Joe Esposito, and that contact information is on our website. And Joe, real quick, for those who aren't on a website, what's your phone number and how is the best way for them to reach you?
My cell phone is 918-639-3421.
Say it again.
918-639-3421.
And you have to go to a neighbor's house to charge your phone?
Well, we had to start doing that. That was a thing. We didn't have anything to charge our phones with or run our computer, and that's been kind of a problem.
Well, you also had a friend deliver a
generator,
and that worked for a few days.
Yeah.
You had a couple of generators, and so you had the refrigerator going and
freezer.
And the freezer, right. And whatnot. And then what happened with one of your neighbors?
Well, my neighbor to the north went a little irate, and I can understand that. It's a noisy generator, but we tried to put a car muffler on it, and I tried to work with her husband, and it didn't go well. So Saturday night, she called about a week ago, and so everything went down. So we had to throw all of our food away and our freezer, and so that's been more difficult, and it's hard to cook. You know,
and yet this woman, I believe you said she's a nurse, is a nurse.
Yeah, she's a nice person. It's just,
she's being radiated herself and has no idea.
Right. She thinks I'm a little on the loony side, and that's okay. But she's never studied. And I did the same thing with school to work. You know, I mean, you do all this documentation and people think, yeah, right.
Well, it kind of makes you wonder how many of our own symptoms, you know, Don, got some, I've got some.
You
how
bet.
Many? Those who are working in hospitals or hotels that have a lot of electronic equipment, wireless technology, retail stores, It's a very sophisticated network, and we're bombarded. You carry your phone with you.
That's
You've got Wi-Fi.
Wi-Fi's everywhere. Right. Base phones everywhere.
Do you have ringing in your ears?
No, I do. Yeah, I do it.
Only when
night.
It's quiet, so I have to make sure that everything isn't quiet.
I do. I have no idea why what it's from, but I have ringing
it's
in my ears.
It's from electromagnetic radiation. Yep. It is.
Tinnitus is the technical term for that, I think, isn't
there
it?
There you go.
See there?
Tinnitus.
Oh, is that's the right pronunciation?
I say that. Tinnitus, just like you do. But I've heard somebody else say tinnitus.
I learn something new every day.
It's like, well, trousers or pants, I guess. But it's the ringing in your ears.
Yeah. Right.
All right, Joe, thank you so much for being our guest today. We're going to have this issue is not going to go away.
No, it's not.
And again, if you want to participate and be notified of the interim study, and this is when policies are decided, is during the interim, you're going to contact Representative David Derby in the city of Owosso at david.derby@okhouse.gov. Joe, we'll have to have you back again.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you very much for being our guest. Don, as always, it's a pleasure.
My pleasure.
Thank you for listening, and may God bless you.